On this day, 22nd July 1921, Belfast death sentences. Our Dublin correspondent telegraphs, a report reached Mr. E.J. Duggan, Chief Liaison Officer for Ireland under the truce, from Belfast yesterday, that certain prisoners concerned in the Cavan affair, who were tried at Belfast last week, had been sentenced to death and were at the moment occupying the condemned cells. The report has proved inaccurate. Mr. Duggan was in communication with Dublin Castle last evening and was informed that sentences will not be announced pending the truce. It is stated that 9 out of the 11 prisoners are Belfast men. Fermanagh Island Raid. At a field general court-martial in Derry yesterday, Francis Sheridan and Thomas Houston, Newtown Butler, Frank Conlon of Clonfad, and Hugh Timmins and John Timmins of Derry Kerrib, and J.L. Fitzpatrick, all of County Fermanagh, are charged with shooting with intent to murder or to maim, and also with having firearms and ammunition. All the accused refused to recognise the court, but Sheridan on their behalf objected to the trial on the grounds that it was a breach of the truce. They protested against being brought through the streets from prison to the military barracks by an armed guard. The president said the military were only carrying out their orders. This was not the final court, as the proceedings would go elsewhere. Sheridan, we claim the right to have the same freedom as our comrades outside. We should be treated as prisoners of war. President, that will be a matter for another authority. The prisoners who refused to stand up pleaded not guilty. The evidence was that a party of police surrounded Derry Kerrib Island in search of men on the run, and that fire was opened on them from a house, and Houston came out and fired. They were pursued and captured. One man, John Timmins, was acquitted. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, Cavan Affair, recalls the fact that in May 1921, part of the Belfast IRA Active Service Unit was sent to Lappin Duff Mountain, County Cavan, apparently on the orders of Owen O'Duffy at GHQ. Betrayed almost at once by a local farmer, the unit was surrounded, and in the ensuing firefight with RIC and military, one Belfast volunteer, Sean McCartney, was killed. 7 Belfast men were captured and court-martialed at Victoria Barracks in Belfast. They were sentenced to death only to be saved by the truce. The episode was a disaster for the Belfast IRA.